The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
America's top talk shows with breaking news, traffic, and weather.
WHIO.
WHIO.
And I hope you're taking it easy out there. Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk Live. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband and partner Dave. We're your hosts of Auto Talk each and every Saturday at noon on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and now in Centerville. Murphy's Auto Care has been serving the community for over 27 years. At both locations, that's Beaver Creek and Centerville, we're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, to serve you and your family's vehicle needs. Check us out at murphysautocare.com. Most of all, on social platforms, iHeart and Fresh Podcasts. Call us now today, 457-1290 is the number. Call. Let's talk. And we have a special guest joining us today, Ronan Stuchel.
Introducing Ronan Stuchel.
Hi. Ronan. Thanks for joining us on the show. We've got a lot in store, and we have a lot to talk about in the shop, as well as we'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we've got connection drop there, but they'll get back to us. We're going to stay in here with Facebook for a few minutes at least. And we just appreciate all of you tuning in to us right now, streaming with us on Auto Talk. We hope that we get reconnected here at WHIO, but we're with you, and that's what matters right now. So, you know what? We've got Ronan with us. Ronan is one of our grandchildren, and he loves cars, so he was really excited about being on Auto Talk today. So he wants to talk a little bit about what, Ronan? What do you want to tell everybody about?
A Ferrari and a Porsche.
Yeah. So,
what do you like about those?
So, I like about them because they're sports cars and they go really fast. That Ferrari goes faster than Porsche, but Porsche is almost fast as Ferrari. This is Germany car. This is Italy car.
Right. And how fast do they go?
They go pretty fast. Like,
what's pretty fast?
Like 102 miles.
Okay. So, darn like, fast.
And then there's a kind of car that I know, but I don't have it. It's called a Bugatti. It goes 300 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
And it's the fastest car that is ever made on Earth.
That's right, yeah. The Bugatti. What country is Bugatti from? What do you think that's where that is?
Italy.
Very good. I believe it is an Italian car. I don't know.
We have a lot going on the show this week. We're going to get right into some of the things in the shop. I really appreciate having your expertise on the show, Ronan.
So if we get any calls about Bugattis, you get to jump in, okay?
Yes.
So one of the things we want to talk about in the shop this week, Dave, we have want to thank everyone who helped in our donation to the Kettering Cancer Center Women's Wellness Foundation this year.
Yes, we do.
We'll be donating $1,600, and that is from our great promotion that we had
in October.
That was our October fundraiser for women's wellness. So
absolutely.
That's super
so thank
fun.
You all out there, all of our wonderful customers, clients over the years who have participated, and we just so appreciate that. So, but anyway, wanted to let people know about it. I think it's very, very important because, quite honestly, that's our community that helped us do that.
And
we're going to jump to some things in the shop this week to talk about that. And then we'll come back to you and your cars, okay?
And then I can show them the cars.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
In a little bit.
That would
so
be great.
We want to know how convenient your auto repair shop is.
Yeah, so I just thought we should talk about this. You know, I think people should stop and think about it. I think they should ask themselves, so really, how convenient is your automotive service provider, your auto repair shop? When you take your vehicle to them, do they have a shuttle service? Will they take you home regardless, or will they take you to the office? Or do they even happen to have courtesy rental cars there on site if you need those? How about your vehicle being picked up, delivered, sanitized, and brought back to you wherever you are, whether it's at home or whether it's the office? You know, something to think about. I know a lot of shops are really, really trying, especially in the Miami Valley, to try and increase their, I'll say, better their game, increase what they do. But if your shop doesn't do those types of things, you might want to think about it. I just to share with you, at Murphy's Auto Care, we do offer all of those services. They're at no charge ever to any customers. We actually have four fabulous shuttle drivers that are on staff with us all day long. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, Jan, and talk about it was, still when I talk to customers, you know, most of the time they're dealing with our guys, either Ryan or Eric or Brian or Bobby or Kent. But a lot of the times they're just not so busy, I think they're not aware that we offer these services. And we really have them because we want to make it easier for people, because life's busy, right?
Life is busy and it needs to be convenient. So ask your repair center what they can do to help you. If it's going to be same day service, although sometimes parts aren't available same day, but ask upfront what they can do for you. So that's one way to think about your auto repair center, whether you're traveling through or whether it's in your own neighborhood.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the
convenience
things in the
is
shop.
Important. I mean, obviously the repair shop has to be competent. It needs to be skilled by professional service technicians. That's people that are actually skilled, trained, and have the right equipment to actually service the kind of car you or truck SUV that you drive. But most general repair shops around, at least our area, we're very fortunate, typically do have skilled folks to do that. But you just want to look at the whole package, I think. And, you know, it's one of those things that reminded me, we as a company probably need to let people know more about what it is we do and what we offer, just to help them make it easy. So I felt like, you know, who better than to talk to you about convenience, because you love convenience, and I do too, and I think it's always helpful.
Well, one of the things that we try to be convenient on also is a pre-purchase inspection on your vehicle. If you're shopping for a newer or upgrade in your vehicle, make sure you take it to your service provider for a pre-purchase inspection. It doesn't take very long. They're going to check the car out for you, let you know what's going on with it, what's been done, what's good, and what may be future needs. And that way you know what you're getting into, and you have the peace of mind that your purchase is going to be a good purchase.
You know, that's a great point you bring up. It was actually something I thought we would chat about, because again, you know, especially folks that listen to Auto Talk and we talk to each day, they're becoming more and more aware of, number one, the value of their current car, and especially if they're considering replacing it to get a new car or newer car, those prices, those values, are at their all-time historical high. So, you know, when you're considering going out and maybe buying a car that's 2 or 3 years old just to upgrade yours, to Jan's point, not having it inspected is a bad idea. It's just a really bad idea, because never will you pay more for a car than you do right now. And it's still just as easy to get an under-maintained, or worse yet, vehicle that's had some kind of damage, something that's been hidden. So it's so, so critical. You don't want to lay down your hard-earned money and get a bad car, get a lemon. So
what else are we talking about in the shop this week,
well,
Dave?
Well, we want to talk about, I want to let people know, if they'd like to save $10 on getting the oil changed on any of their vehicles, we've got a tremendous, tremendous special going on. It's actually a fundraiser. It's now our second fundraiser here in the quarter. But just, you get $10 off on any cars you have. Bring them in. We'll service them. All you got to do is just bring in a new food donation to support either the Children's Weekend Food Bank from Beaver Creek, which is called Feed the Creek, or the Centerville Weekend Children's Food Bank, which is called Food to Go. Either location, just go to our website. It's easier, murphysautocare.com. You can see the list, and it's a kind of a short list, about 15 items on it. Any one of those items, if you'll bring one in, and of course a new food item that's in a sealed container, drop it in our bin, we'll donate that on behalf of you, and then we'll take $10 off your bill, and you can get, you know, this is a great time of the year to get your cars in, get the oil changed. Cars, if you got 3 or 4 or 5, you can get $10 off on each one, so bring them
so
in.
So it serves both communities, Beaver Creek and Centerville, and mostly it helps right. kids after school and on the weekends have something to eat that they can fix.
That's
and
right.
that they can
that is right.
have something warm in their stomach, you know, as the weather
Absolutely.
Gets cold. It's a great program in both locations. We want to reach out to you when you come in, and if you can bring one of those food items, you save $10 and the kids get a little bit better meal.
So please join with us in helping these kids have something to eat, like Jan said, over the weekends and through this holiday season we're moving into. We really want to fill these barrels we have in our lobbies multiple times. Beaver Creek, I think we've already filled it. Well, it's been filled once. We're almost full again. So thank you, everybody who's been in Beaver Creek. Centerville is on the roll, too. We're starting to see a lot of stuff getting in there, but we'd love to get that filled this week, especially as it comes up to Thanksgiving.
Sure. And both locations are open 7:30 to 5:30.
You can
request an appointment or request to schedule an appointment online, murphysautocare.com.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about a couple other things in the shop this week,
well,
Dave.
Absolutely.
Things that we see each and every day. We want to be able to help consumers out there understand their vehicles, understand what to expect, and be prepared.
Well, we're changing a lot of tires right now. People preparing for the season. As we know, we just heard the weather forecast. Going to be pretty chilly. Had a little bit of snow last week, and that sure caught a lot of people off guard. I got to tell you, this week we really saw a big uptick in people wanting to get in, realizing winter is coming. We're I think less than a month away right now. Right about a month away. And so that's coming. You want to make sure if your car at all is in need of tires, you get in, just go online today, go to murphysautocare.com, just schedule it. And in the comment section, say, I want to get tires, get a price on it. We'll get an alignment taken care of for you and we'll get that car safe. But I have to say, in this last week, we've seen the tremendous amount of that. People coming in, getting new tires, getting their fluids changed. It's that time of year, too, to have the antifreeze checked. So if you haven't had the antifreeze checked and if you haven't had the battery in your vehicle checked recently, also something you want to get checked. Ronan just worked with me. We just put 3 new batteries in something, didn't we?
In our boat, a Boston Whaler.
Yeah.
It's 70 feet long.
It's not 70 feet long.
Well, we wish, don't we?
We wish, but it's not. But it did take 3 batteries, and you and me did that. So anyways, batteries are going on. So
we're going to run to a quick break. We'll be right back on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. Stay tuned.
It's our Ask the Expert Weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert Weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy, live every Saturday at noon. We appreciate you joining us today. And we have a lot in store for this show, a lot of things about what happened in the shop and how we can help you maintain your car or look for a new car or look for a new shop, a repair shop
meets
your needs. You can give us a call today on the show. 457-1290 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to talk about everything automotive today. What else do you have in store?
Well, you know, one of the things that when we're talking about people calling us, and I really seriously mean this, if you're listening to us, we'd love to hear from you right now. Our producer is there to feed you through to us. But if you've got a check engine light on in your car or you've had a check engine light on in your car, we'd really like to talk to you, like to hear about it. See if it's been resolved, kind of hear the process you went through so you can share that. And hopefully I'll get a chance to maybe make a comment or two or help you through that. But check engine lights seem to be one of the most common lights, although we are seeing as vehicles have emerged and I should say evolved. A lot of other things, other sensor type lights are coming on. You mentioned TPMS just before the break, or while we were on the break with our Facebook stream that's following us right now. And just a recent article I was reading this week regarding tire pressure monitoring systems. So it's about the tire technology and how tires are changing and evolving. And, you know, I'm watching the pricing of tires. I'm watching we as a company, of course, are doing this and watching also the availability. And I know what tires cost right now. Well, the article, you know, went on to elaborate that many tire manufacturers are now going to start putting sensors in the actual tire. Not necessarily the tire pressure monitoring sensor, but sensors that give the vehicle's computer an idea of what the road condition is. And if you think tires are expensive now, wait until the next car you buy. But also be prepared for the tremendous driving sensation, the driving experience you're going to get out of that kind of car. Will those tires be $500, $600, $700, who knows, $100 per tire? Probably. But the how long they'll last and how fabulous they'll be on the road remains to be seen. But we're on that way right now.
Well, and one thing to keep in mind is inflation is upon us, and the price of those tires now may give you sticker shock. But there's no better time than now to maintain your car, because 6 months from now or 9 months from now, things could even be more expensive. And I'm only telling you that because we have seen price increases come across our desk from our suppliers weekly. And we're going to talk more about that when we come right back from another break.
We promise.
Stay
we'll
tuned
be right
here
back.
On Auto Talk. We will be right
here.
Back.
Don't go anywhere.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we are back live on WHIO's Ask the Expert weekend. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We're live on Facebook today, so check out our Facebook feed. We've got a lot going on there. We're live all through the commercials, and we're live on the radio now. We've been talking about how you can maintain your car, how you can save money in the long run, how you can find a newer car and upgrade and feel confident in what you're buying. Also, how to find a great shop in your area and what to look for when you take your car into repair. So thanks for tuning in today. We're going to talk about some more things in the shop.
We are. We're going to come back. I want to make that point, kind of a funny note that Joel made while we were on commercial break about tire inflation. You were talking about the inflation pricing, or pricing that's going, of course, the world's all at struggling through inflationary times right now, but it was a funny thing he made the point about. You know, there's tire inflation and there's tire inflation. There's two kinds, and if you don't keep your tires properly inflated, you're going to have to deal with the other kind of tire inflation, which is buy new tires. So thanks, Joel. Appreciate that.
Prices are going up, down.
They sure are. But most of all, it doesn't matter what they cost. You have to have safe tires on your vehicle, or you can't stop your car. You can't get going, you can't steer it and avoid things. So tires are really, really important. Folks, while we were on the break, we also had one of our fabulous technicians. He's actually one of our GM certified master techs. He's also a Volkswagen certified master tech. But he just wanted to make the point that winterization right now, we still have to do that in Ohio with cars. And although we may not need to change the antifreeze in the engine, the car still needs to be looked at. The battery needs to be checked. The one belt on it needs to be looked at. All of the tensioner assembly needs to make sure it's okay. Your brakes need to be checked. Some of the other fluids may need to be changed, like the brake fluid or the transmission fluid, or if you have hydraulic power steering, that fluid may be due. Perhaps some of the differentials are ready to be changed, but that, along with, of course, the engine oil, right? We all, you know, people always ask us, as basic and of a maintenance service as it is, that question is the question we get more than anything else in from Auto Talk or from our customers: is how, when to change the oil, what type of oil, how does this work? And we're happy to help with all of that. That's really our job,
we
is to
are.
Answer
and
those questions.
One of the things we can provide are BG products. So BG products are what we use for some of these services that we provide. BG has an additional warranty on your vehicle if you do these in regularly scheduled maintenance on your car with these other fluids. There's more to it than just changing your oil. And so we want to help you understand your car so that it takes care of you and it's going to
what
support
you
where you need
right.
to go and what you need to do. So
absolutely.
Whether you're going to call Centerville or Beaver Creek, we use BG products in both locations. And, you know, Chris can help you. We have excellent technicians at both locations, ASE certified.
You can
super guys, a
rest
super
assured.
Team. Rest assured, you're in good hands with them.
Absolutely. By the way, we're going to take a real quick second here. I want to say thank you to a couple of the sponsors that bring Auto Talk to the airwaves each and every Saturday. One of them, of course, is BG. You were just talking about them. Thank you, BG, BG Products, for sponsoring Auto Talk. We sincerely appreciate your support throughout the year, and we wholeheartedly believe in their products. We use them each and every day, so thank you. We also want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash, we've used them for years. If you've been listening to Auto Talk, you know how Jan and I feel about Mike's Car Wash. They're really a partner with us because we just love how they operate, and we like to model our business like theirs. Friendly faces, always service you can count on. It's consistent, and they do a fantastic job. Right now is the time you want to get in and take advantage of their book sale. And what do you do with books, Jan?
Oh my gosh, you can slip them in every Christmas card you send. You can slip them in the stockings.
That's
you
right.
can hold on to some in each and every car you have, like I do. And I love Mike's Wash Books because it's fast and convenient. The people are super friendly there. A clean car is a happy car, especially as the weather turns. You can go through Mike's Car Wash 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It seems like they're always open.
That's right.
And they're fast, friendly faces, super convenient. And great wash books.
Absolutely. If it's not right, they'll make sure it's right. So get out to Mike's Car Wash. Check them out at mikescarwash.com. Thank you, Mike's, for sponsoring
Auto Talk. If you come in, Murphy's Auto Care, schedule an appointment on Wednesday. That's our Ultimate Wednesday. And we're going to give you a
free Ultimate Wash.
Free Ultimate Wash from Mike's Car Wash. We appreciate partnership with them, and we appreciate their sponsorship of this show brought to you by Mike's Car
Wash. So think about that, what you just said. If you're listening to us and you schedule your vehicle in on a Wednesday to have the oil changed and you bring in a food donation, you'll get $10 off, plus you're going to get a great Mike's Ultimate Car Wash. That's like us giving you $30.
That's a win-win. And so you can talk.
Schedule now. Murphy'sAutoCare.com.
Ryan or Eric in Beaver Creek are happy to serve you. They'll get you all set up. Or we have Kent and Bobby in Centerville. They're happy to serve you as well. Like we've said before, we have a great team. We're very proud of them. Murphy's Auto Care is honored to serve you and serve our communities.
Speaking of a great team, we are so, so proud of it. We've just said it. It's a great team. But if you're not on a great team and you are a great technician, maybe you should give us a little check out. Like, check us out online. Give us a call. We have many ways that you can reach us, but we'd love to talk to you. We do have room. We'd like to always add and grow our bench. And so think about it. If you know somebody maybe that's just not really happy, not feeling appreciated, and is an excellent technician, automotive technician, whether they're beginning that process, that journey, but they have great skills, or they're fully vested and they know how to do this, we'd love to talk to you. So please reach
out to us.
That's
right. We would love to talk to them. And I do want to thank KOI Auto Parts. KOI, they were the professional's choice. And they help us honor a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So check out where you take your car. Check out their warranty. Ask questions. Ask who's working on the car. Are they certified? What's the warranty? These are all important things to know when you're spending your hard-earned money on maintaining your car or repairing your car. We've seen repairs on the rise because people used to just say, well, I'm going to sell it and upgrade, you know, once it hit 100,000 miles. Well, we drive all kinds of cars over 100,000 miles because we maintain them. And if you maintain them, you can too. So keep that in mind with KOI Auto Parts.
Absolutely. We also want to say thanks real quickly to the Goodwill Auto Auction and Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. They've been a longtime sponsor of Auto Talk, great partner. We really like to help them when it comes to the auto auction specifically. We've been so blessed. They've been so blessed that so many of our great listeners throughout the Miami Valley have donated their vehicles. Those are vehicles that, of course, they no longer need, no longer want. Whether it's a car, a truck, an SUV, doesn't matter. It could be a motorhome, a bus, a boat even, or a motorcycle.
Yeah, they do everything. They take care of it. They'll pick it up for you. They'll have it towed. They'll put it in the auction. The auction is online. You can bid on a car as well as donate a car or anything else. So please keep that in mind. You can go to 228 Auto. That's 228-2886.
Gotcha.
For Goodwill Auto Auction, or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com. That's goodwilldaytonauto.com. Remember, people, when you give, the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley to help thousands of people with their programs. We've been through to their facility in downtown Dayton. They have wonderful programs to help many, many people. So please consider a donation today.
Absolutely. Thank you to those who have. And if you're considering, please consider it. It will help so many. Hey, our producers tell us right now we do have someone on hold. Jake, if you can get them connected
Hello.
To us. Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you today?
This is Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. You there?
Hello.
Can you hear? What's your question? What's your question?
Hello, Steve.
Oh,
Hey there.
He might be listening to the delay.
Yeah, he may. Yeah, Jake.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Well,
can you hear us now?
Why don't you let the producer know what your question is,
yeah,
and we
and
will
try
go ahead
to get
and
it
answer it for you if you'd like to.
I don't think he can hear us.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback for some reason here. So anyways, we're going to keep moving with the show. And Jake, if you can check that out, we're getting feedback from you that we didn't get before. So, all right, well, we've got some other things we're going to talk about.
We'll
if
try
we can get
that
Steve
again
back
another
online,
time.
We appreciate that. All right, well, so we were just talking about so many things, and I know we were talking a little bit about winterization as well,
mm-hmm.
and I think we got a little sidetracked talking about these other things as sponsors. But
winterization, what should people be thinking about on their car?
Well, a couple of key things they need to have looked at professionally. They need to have their tires measured for the tread depth and the condition of the tires, okay? Another thing is because that's their only connection with the road. That is, as we said earlier, that's the connection that allows you to stop the car, get traction as well to go forward, also steer that car and avoid things. So good tires, absolutely paramount. Get them on your car now. You want to get the battery in your car checked. If your battery is more than 3 years old, it's most likely time to replace it. In Ohio, batteries average last about 37 months, between 37 and 40 months. So time to replace it, and I can tell you, waiting and putting off battery replacement will only cause other electrical problems, other erroneous check engine lights, other issues that seem to be random that just don't make sense. So get the battery replaced with a good quality, solid battery. So get that into your service provider. So tires, batteries, wiper blades. Can't tell you how many people have forgotten about wiper blades. They've made it through, you know, all the raininess in the summer and so forth. Kind of take a break through the fall, and wiper blades are worn out. Time to get them replaced now, because when we start getting that snow, that heavy wet snow we get, sleet, you got to get those wiper blades replaced to be safe so you can see. So those three things are as well. Also, the antifreeze, we mentioned it earlier, needs to be tested. There's a couple of tests we do on it. We want to make certain that it still has the protective additive packages intact within the glycol, within the antifreeze, so that it doesn't become a battery internally and eat its way out. That's when radiators fail, they leak, that's when hoses burst. Those are the things that cause that to go. So you want to make sure the antifreeze is clean and replaced regularly. We recommend with a BG product every 2 years still. So keep an eye out.
A lot of services that need to be performed, but there are a lot of deals out there. So make sure you have that done. Mostly when you're traveling in your car through the winter or just the cold, make sure you have your cell phone charger, a flashlight. Many people do not know where their hazard lights are.
That's a great point.
A lot of people have never had to use them unless it's an emergency. It's just kind of like a fire or a tornado. Until you have that emergency, you don't know what to do. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back from a break. Just a quick break. Stay tuned here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend with Dave and Jan.
Gotcha.
We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert Weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert Weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And thanks for staying tuned in with us. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy every Saturday at noon. We are having a great time on the show today. We do appreciate your calls, your questions, and your emails. Much of the topics that we talk about come in to the email bag. That's Dave at Murphy's Auto Care. And he takes those notes and makes sure he can answer your questions. So one of the best way to get your questions answered is Dave at murphysautocare.com. He will get back to you and help you out. So another way is just to give us a call at either location. You can go on our website, murphysautocare.com. You can click either phone number or you can click a request to schedule an appointment and we will help you out. We've got great teams at both locations and we're very proud of them. And we really appreciate the customers that come in and say hi, say hello, grab a cup of coffee, and let us see how we can help you. So thanks for tuning in also today on Facebook. We've had many Facebook shows. You can go scroll back through the Facebook feed and see previous shows.
And this will be ready just as soon as we jump off.
Hints and tips, and we were just talking about maintenance versus repair. Right?
We were, and it's really a mindset. And you know, for years and years and years, especially when I started in the industry, we used to have a lot of customers would come in and say, "Well, you know, we're not going to fix it till it's broke." And unfortunately, that's really a bad strategy anymore. With vehicles, because by the time things are broken, by that time, usually we've now affected other components in a single system, or we've affected other systems pretty dramatically. So that's why wherever you take your vehicle and they talk to you about maintaining something, which means replacing it before something fails, like replacing the battery before it just won't start, you know, changing the fluids before they're completely exhausted of their capability to do what they do. That's maintenance. Another way to change the mindset, or another way to look at it perhaps, and I'm just throwing it out there, a little paradigm shift, is think about the airline or the aircraft industry. They don't wait until it's broke. That's really a bad idea, right?
Routine maintenance. If you want to keep going and stay on the road,
Right. Perform
the routine maintenance. It's going to be less expensive in the long run.
And that's really what's happening, quite honestly, with the autonomous automobile. The automotive industry, per se, worldwide, globally, has looked at how few failures there are in the airline industry, right? Think about how many people fly every day and airplanes continue to fly on time and things don't go wrong. It's because of their focus on maintenance.
That's right.
That's why. So, and of course, there's a lot of electronics involved. But, we'll talk more and more about that. If you want to open that all up, I love talking about it. I can't believe the hour's over. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in with us today.
Have a great week and have a very happy Thanksgiving
Absolutely.
To everyone. Stay safe out there.
See your family. Get together. Have fun.
And thanks for
tuning in. Go Bucks today. That's right.
Woohoo!
All right. Keep it up, everybody. Thanks. We'll see you. That's another one in the can.
Bye. Say bye, bye-bye. Ronan.
See ya.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.